Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak the biggest reasons 80% of the relationships fail. What is a thriving relationship and what can go wrong or how to fix that? The three causes for failing of relationships. It's first indifference, contempt, neglect, and the third is violence. So, when you feel your partner is not caring anymore for you, or you don't care for them, the reasons are losing interest, less important, don't matter, and you are nothing for them. We feel we want to be important and matter, and then we feel disconnected. So, we see it everywhere. So the partners don't care for each other anymore. You see it in restaurants and so on. The other partner is not important. The family is more important than your partner. And then the whole thing is over. After some time, it's just so for what you are together with a guy where you surrender your life to, where you feel responsible, and the other partner don't care anymore. Well, friends are more important, to go alone in a vacation, and so on, or their mother is more important, and you number third, number four, number 10. Relationship is the most important thing, and also the spouse should be so. And, okay. The next point is neglect. The people take care more for their car, profession, business, family than for their partner after their dating and be together. So I'm coming from a family where the father was a work alcoholic and my mother was an alcoholic. And for her was horse riding the most important thing. So who has cared for the five kids? even three meals was mostly not possible. So because the mother could not cook, she was too drunk and so on, or she didn't care. So this is not an exception. So many entrepreneurs are caring for their job, for the profession, much more than for their family. And it is just so, no? Because their spouse doesn't care for them, so that doesn't care for them. Okay, new priorities, finish with the relationship. The next point is violence. You hurt the other person emotionally. I don't mean that you beat it up. Most people talk nicer to everybody else than their partner because they have to be nice, friendly to other people to get the things what they want. In reality, they are not nice at all. Because you are part of the family, you do have to take their unfriendly or impolite or rude behavior. And I see this also in my childhood, it was exactly so. So business is more important, and to care for your business friends and surrender to them, and the kids are just something else. And you are together with a guy who is very polite or with everybody else, and you think that will also you will be also a part from that. No, you are only the family. And I see it again and again everywhere. Business money is more important than the family. And all the other things, come on. Yes, only family. And I see the opposite again and again in India. There, and I've seen the same thing in East Germany. When there, before the unification, the family was the most important thing. Extreme friendly, extreme polite. And all the other people are BS. So, from what is this coming? So, there are only two relationships that we experience, guess what, with our parents and with our spouse. And all these relationship behaviors we learn as kids. When the childhood was difficult, unlovely, rude, violent, doesn't matter, contempt, guess what happens when you are together with your spouse? Even we care very much for our spouse, we attract the behavior of our childhood from our parents. And this has happened again and again to me. So the apple is not dropping far from the tree. We reflect the behavior of our parents and attract the same. My experience, when the parent had been lovely to the kids will be lovely to their spouse. Makes sense. And the opposite is also true. Even I have done so much therapy, at the end, I failed on these three topics. My solution is simple. If the relationship is not working out, just quit. Do therapy and look what traumas are connected to the relationship. Heal your traumas. So you can do this also within the relationship. But at the end, it will end, and it's the best to do the therapy when you are in the relationship. Okay. And it worked great for me. So instead to hang on a relationship that is not worth to be in, quit the relationship and new fun, new sex, fine. And heal your wounds, your emotional wounds, your traumas. Okay, next point is, today the sexuality is important for both, for the relationship. So that sex becomes pleasure, fun, and playful for both. And sometime, and after some time, it gets bored and then finish. So it is proved singles have more sex than married couples. No? How can we sustain the sexuality in a relationship so that we desire for sex with our partner? And now comes, and all the women say, deny it, deny it, deny it, deny it. It is true and it's approved. Women get bored with monogamy much sooner than men. That is a fact. This is the reason why women doesn't like, or wives doesn't like to sleep with a husband anymore. You see it everywhere. And then they say, no, we don't like polygamy. Yes, yes, women foremost. Okay? The sexual desire to sleep with her spouse is plunging down, and for males, it rather goes down slowly. Okay. It is so for women. So when the romance ends in the relationship, the women get turned down because the romance and seduction are for women the most important reasons to have sex. And now comes the biggest point. Women want stability and security for the relationship. Women want for the sexuality, playfulness, romance, seduction, excitement. And that is contradicting. We have two states, what turns me on and what turns me off. If the woman has turned off, sex is no option. Women need confidence, thriving fun to do things that set herself on fire to have sex. If this is not happening, she is turned off. At the beginning of the relationship, her darling was turning her on. Later, he can't do so. She has to do it by herself. Does it make sense? A frustrated, depressed woman or a woman who doesn't have any drive is not open for sex. And after some time, her husband cannot turn her on. So she has to define her life by herself and to have her fun. Otherwise, she is not turned on. Women turn off through circumstances, frustration, depression, then they are not open for sex. Okay? Women can turn on by themselves through dancing, hiking in the nature, music, friends, family, then these women are open for sex. This means to be ready for sex has less to do with sex. This means to be ready for sex has less to do with sex, but with self-esteem and confidence. It's also true for males. Most women over 40 years old are depressed, and so sex in the marriage is not possible. So even for males is it so. So older they get, so less sex drive. It's also true for me. Then if I'm working too hard or I do too much things, I'm not open for sex. Okay? And I'm not together with the other girl. Okay? It's just so. I don't have enough energy for sex in this case. So, and this happens for me when I was over 35, 40 years old? Yes? If you have to take care for your partner, then this will turn down the sexy desire of a woman. Yes. Then you're rather more a father or a mother, but not a sexual partner. A woman needs to be playful, alive, engaged to be sexy. This means she is not in the mood to be a good, responsible, serious, moral citizen. Okay, get it away when you are in the bed. Okay, don't be so, because it turns down her sexual desires. Okay. When the women come home, was engaged emotionally with her friends, colleagues, then she is tired to have sex with her partner. Makes also sense. Be there when she is emotionally turned on in the middle of the day. Committed sex is that she is ready in the morning, that she is important and matters to you. So that you are spending an hour, don't do anything else than to be intimate with your partner, and then sex can happen without pressure. Be creative, be curious, and look how your partner responds. Don't be boring, try out something new. Look what you can improve. And then comes the biggest kick. Small things matter. Say thank you, please. Okay. Give her a kiss. And the reality, and you see it everywhere, or I see it everywhere, is that Facebook matters more to your partner than you. I see them everywhere. Couples doing Facebook and do being together. And now comes the biggest kick. No? 80% of the women are doing Facebook just before and just afterward or when they have sex. Oh, great, 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 great. You have to take that risk and to spend the time only to be intimate. Otherwise, sex is dead in your long-term relationship. Okay, think over. The divorcing rate is today 50% after 1 year and 65% after 2 years. So I think I have motivated you to become a better spouse. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.